本日の説教は、しっかりと御言葉で参りなさい、スタンドファームと題しまして、ジョエル・ズボン兄弟にお願いします。
皆さんおはようございます。
おはようございま す。
このイメージを見ると、足と足指が見えるでしょう。まあ日本では、まあ、他の国でも足は汚いものですよね。カナダでは僕がよく足を使って、ドアを閉めるとか何か物を動かすとか、まあ神様は手だけを与えてくださっただけじゃなくて、足も与えてくださったから、それもすごく便利なものですよ。でも汚いというイメージがあるんですけど、もし足がなければ本当に私たちが困ります。よく東南アジアに行ってマッサージが大好きです。できれば毎日マッサージを受けています。一番好きなマッサージはリフレクソロジー。それは足からそのマッサージをして体全体が良くなるという考え方だけど、私は本当にそうだと思います。だから今日は私たちの足が強くなるために、私たちの信仰生活が強くなるためということのメッセージを目指しています。So this morning you see this first image, it's feet, and in Japan, feet are dirty. Not just in Japan, in lots of different countries. I have to admit, I hate feet. When I was in high school, I had friends who took pictures of feet and they put them all over my locker. And they would get socks and things and shove them into my locker as a joke. So when I opened it up, all of these socks came falling out because they knew how much I hated feet. But our feet are important parts of our body. In Canada, and I will admit when people are not looking in Japan, I use my feet for many things. To shut doors, to move things over. God didn't just give us hands, He gave us feet as well. And they're very useful. We should use them as much as we can. But without our feet, we cannot stand. And this morning, our message from Peter is to stand firm. Peter is calling us to stand firm in our faith, to have strong faith, to have strong feet. And so that is kind of where we're going to go today with our message. 正直に言うと、この箇所を淳さんからもらって、もう何回も読んで、どうしよう。本当にこの3節だけで、もう最後の3節だけで説教ができるのと思って、もうずっと悩んでた。もう焦ってもう先週の水曜日木曜日まではずっと焦って、もうずっと祈って、神様お願いします、メッセージを私に与えてくださいとずっと祈ってて、でそれからこのイメージが見つかりました、インターネットで。 So when I received this assignment of these three verses from Atsushi, I thought he had lost his mind. What am I going to talk about in a message from three verses at the end of 1 Peter 5? There is nothing here. Peter's just saying, okay, see ya. What am I supposed to tell you from those three verses? And I kept reading and reading. I'm like, God, please give me something. Could you please help me here? I don't know what to tell you. And then around Thursday of last week, I saw this image online. Images are very important things. Sometimes images are stronger at giving us a message than a lot of words. And so I want you to look at this message, or look at this image, and see what this image tells you. It's a sunflower. In Ishinomaki, one of the ways that they've been trying to give people hope and help people to feel a sense of happiness as they've planted tons of sunflowers. You can see sunflowers. So my image of this summer has been sunflowers. That's been the strongest image that I have. In the midst of despair, in the midst of struggle, there is hope. There is brightness. And I think that's what Peter is trying to tell us in his entire book. That's what today is. Today is the summary of 1 Peter. And Peter is saying, in the midst of our struggle, there is hope. This sunflower is standing, and you can see the wind is trying to knock it over. It's not very thick, okay? If I was a flower, I wouldn't be a sunflower, okay? This is very thin, not like me, and the wind is pushing it, but it's not moving. It's staying there. And Peter says, I want you to stand firm. 今週木曜日、このイメージをインターネットで見つけて、僕、言葉よりイメージとして私たちがメッセージを分かります。このイメージは僕にとってすごく印象的なイメージです。この6ヶ月でよく石巻に行って、その石巻出身の方のためにその希望を与えるために希望を感じるためにこのひまわりをもう何千本があります。とても明るくてとても幸せな花です。私は花だったらひまわりにならない。ひまわりは細いですから。でもこのイメージを見るとそのひまわりは細くても風が強く吹いても動かない。でそれはペテロが私たちに伝えたいメッセージだと思います。とても希望的なメッセージだと思います。苦難中の中、悩みの中に私たちが信仰で強く踏みとどまることができる。新協力は踏みとどまりなさい、新化役はしっかり立ていなさい、立つこと、風が吹いても動かない。これは日本だからこういうイメージも強いかもしれない。海は私たちの周りにあります。その海が来てもその石が動かない。 You look at this image. This is maybe another way to say the same thing. The ocean is powerful. It has to be respected becauseIt's so much more powerful than us. In Japan, the image of the ocean is a powerful thing. Everybody knows about the ocean in Japan. But even when the ocean comes crashing in, the rock doesn't move. このイメージもあります。僕はこのイメージの方が一番好きなイメージです。長い寒い冬の中で雪があっても黄色いクロカスかな、これは黄色いクロカスが出てくる。不思議なことは日本では3月に一番早めに咲く花は全部黄色い花です。それをよく気づきました。黄色い花はとても明るくて、冬は寒くて暗いイメージだけど、春の一番最初に咲く花は黄色い花です。気があってもそのクロカスは負けない。絶対に出てくる、絶対に咲く。神様は私たちにもそういうような希望を与えていると思います。強く信じています。 Here's another strong image. In fact, this is probably my favorite of the three. It's going to be several months from now, But I want you to think about the cold, dark winter with the heavy snows. And in the midst of the snow, the yellow crocus comes through and blooms. I realized a couple of years ago that the first flowers to bloom in the spring in Japan are always the yellow flowers. Yellow is the first color of all the flowers that come out of the snow, that come out of the earth. Our image of the winter, now I love the winter, but our image of the winter is that it's cold, it's dark, it's depressing. But the crocus will not lose to the cold. The crocus will not lose to the heavy snow. The crocus will push through and will bloom. And that's the kind of hope, that's the kind of faith that Peter is talking about.
じゃあ一緒にあの声を出してお手を読みましょう。私は忠実な兄弟と共に生きる主はこの身よって、あなた方に心より短く手紙を書き、万国を知し、これこそ神の誠の恵みであることを証ししました。この恵みに再び踏みとどまりなさい。 共に選ばれてバビロンにいる人々と、私の子マルコはよろしく言っています。愛の口づけによって互いに挨拶を交わしなさい。キリストと結ばれているあなたがいつ通り平和があるように。
青い部分が神様がペテロを通して私たちに一番伝えたいメッセージだと思います。この箇所には良い言葉はそのキーワード、一番大切な言葉だと思います。線がついている場所はいろんな関係を見せています。で、今日このメッセージを通して、そのキーワード、その大切な言葉とその関係を一緒に覚えていきたいと思います。それは私たちの信仰生活に一番希望が与えてくることだと思います。最初にそのキーワードは恵み、愛、平和。私たちが悩んでいるときに、私たちの一番苦難中の中の生活だと、神様はこういう贈り物を私たちに与えてくださいます。神様はこういう性格を持っているし、こういうような性格を持つように私たちの心を変えてくださる。三中の中、この第一ペテロを全部読むと、この三つの言葉は苦難中の中で自分がこういうような言葉が人生に表現できれば、神様があなたの心に動いています。あなたの心を変えてくださることを私たちに伝えています。だからこういう恵み、愛、平和がその人との関わりで、教会との関わりで感じるんだったら、神様がその場にいる確認できます。 Okay, let's read this out loud together, these three verses. With the help of Silas, whom I regard as a faithful brother, I have written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends her greetings. And so does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. blue words, I think that is the message that God is trying to tell us through Peter. Actually, I like the Japanese better than the English in this passage, because the Japanese restates the word stand fast in, not in it, but in grace. It's clearer. What is it? It is grace. I think that's what Peter is trying to tell us. I think that's what God is wanting to say to us. Stand fast in grace, in a life of grace. The yellow words are the key words. These are the words that I'd like you to remember when you walk away today. Remember the words grace. Remember the word love. Remember the word peace. Those are the key words of this passage. And then the things that are underlined are different relationships that Peter has. And the reason why I'm doing it this way is because when you walk away today, that's what I want you to remember from Peter's book. I want you to remember the things that God gives to us to bless us in the midst of struggle. And some of those things are character-building things, character-changing things. And some of them are relationships. Here are the key words. Grace, love, peace. These are the gifts of God to us. In the midst of struggle, when we are really hurting, when we are really lost, when we are really tired, when we are really frustrated, these are the words. These are not just the words. These are the gifts that God gives to us. These are the things that He wants to produce within us in the midst of the struggle. These are the things that reflect God's character. This is who God is, and this is who He's wanting to transform us to be. So when you experience these characteristics in your own life, when you experience them in the life of somebody that you're interacting with or in the church, that's a good sign that God is dwelling there, that God is in control of that person, God is in control of that place. Because He is changing, He is blessing, and that's being enacted in our lives. And that's what I think Peter is trying to tell us in this letter. Okay, here's another image. One of my favorite biblical images is the image of the potter. The clay is something that is moldable, but it's not weak. It's something that has to be worked on. If the clay becomes too weak, it'll flop over, and it can't do what it's supposed to do. This potter is skilled. He's not making it so weak that it'll flop over, but he's shaping it. And that's what I think these characteristics are supposed to be like in our lives. So look at this quote from Philip Yancey. Repentance, not proper behavior or even holiness, is the doorway to grace. And the opposite of sin is grace, not virtue. I'd like you to look at that image and think about that quote for a minute. Philip Yancey という、有名な作者がいて、恵み、特に恵みに関するいろんな本を書いていて、この言葉を書きました。その言葉とこのイメージを見ると、器を作る人は間違えて弱くなったら、その器はもう使えない状態。だからその何ていうその銅そのクレイ時その時は銅は基本的に強いものです。もうその形をその形にしなければならない、それは弱くためじゃなくてもっと強くためになるです。 恵みが私たちの心の中に働いていると、神様が私たちにその好きなような形になってくださる、作ってくださる。それは強くなるためです。ですから恵み、愛、平和、その三つの性格が苦難中の中は神様に委ねる心が一番大切なことだと思います。私たちの心を神様に委ねて、その恵み、その平和、その愛が心の中に動けると思います。私たちを変えてくださるだと信じています。So thinking about those three characteristics, grace, love, peace. Using this image again, I think the message is we have to have a heart that is yielded to God in the midst of our struggle. If we have a heart that is yielded to God, God can make us into the shape that He wants us to be in. Our clay is strong. But to be made stronger, it has to be put into the useful shape that He wants to make it in. So we have to have a heart that is surrendered, that is yielded to God. 次はその関係です。シルワのマルコ、バブロンにいる人々、神科訳は婦人と書いてある。それはちょっと分かりづらい。それは教会という意味です。バブロンにいる人々、それあるいは神科学から婦人イコール教会という意味です。互いに共にあなた方一同、それも教会という意味、神キリスト、そこでも神様キリストと関係がなければ、このそれぞれの関係もないわけですから、だからその関係も苦難中の中は本当に必要なこと、本当に神様から与えてくださるものだと思います。ペテロがそれを私たちに伝えています。この苦難中の中でお互いに共にその苦難に向き合って、恵み、愛、平和をお互いに分かち合って、一緒に成熟するだと信じています。 Silas, Mark, she who is in Babylon. It's like, what is that? That is the church. Okay, it's meaning church. One another, all of you. All of those words are also referring to the church. God, Christ.The first time I wrote this, I only put in Silas, Mark, and church. And then I went back and I was like, wait a minute. God is in there. Christ is in there. Without those relationships, you can't have the other relationships. So you have to have the relationship with Christ. You have to have the relationship with God. Otherwise, those other relationships are not what they're supposed to be. The other thing that I think...Peter is trying to tell us, not just that God is enacting character within us, but He's also giving us community. He's also giving us relationships to face those struggles together. It's a gift. It's also a responsibility that we have that community and that we face it together as a community. じゃあ、次のイメージ。先はその時。時は、時はその委ねている心。このイメージは共同体、その関係を表現しています。チームはよく一緒にゲームの前とゲームの後にこれをやって一緒に応援しています。もう心強くなるために、一つになるために一緒に集まってこれをやってます。 まあ、僕はスポーツはあまり得意じゃないから、それはあまりよくやらなかった。マネージャーになった時だけはやったけど、でもそのイメージが強いです。で、トム・フェレルという牧師先生が、こう書きました。恵みにしかり踏みとどまることが、神の前へへりくだり、主にある兄弟姉妹に仕えること。試練の時に危険とは、心を固くにし、神と人に対して辛辣になってしまうこと。 This quote from Tom Farrell, who's a pastor, he wrote this.To stand firm in grace is to continue in humility toward God and in submission to your brothers and sisters in the Lord. The danger in hardship is to harden your heart and to nurse a sour attitude toward both God and man. So look at this, look, think about that quote and look at this image of the hands coming together. You know, it's no secret that I'm not an athlete. But this image is a strong image of the team coming together, cheering each other on, getting strong, getting excited, becoming one. So I think these two things are really, really important for us. 共同体、家族、あるいは教会に尽くすこと。神に委ねている心、または共同体、家族に尽くすこと。この2つのことがペテロが私たちに伝えたいと思います。苦難中の中に神様はこの2つの贈り物を与えてくださると思います。 So being committed to the community, to the church, I think this is the other thing that Peter is trying to say. He's trying to show that in his closing three sentences or three verses, and if they weren't verses then, but he shows all kinds of relationships. You know, he begins the letter and he ends the letter with relationships. And he begins the letter and he ends the letter with grace and love. Beginning and end show the same thing. This is the message that he's trying to say. When you're in the midst of struggle, hold fast to those relationships.And allow God to work in your heart to produce those things for those relationships and for others. ではイメージでその説教を伝えたかったから、これからまた2つのイメージを3つの写真を見せたいと思います。この3つの写真はヒロが撮ってくださった。でそれは渡辺さんの庭から撮った写真ですけど、まずこの写真、またひまわりに戻ります。この写真が大好きです。このひまわりは上に向けています。は神様に委ねている心を表現しています。そこで恵み、愛、平和がその中に働いています。一つのこれは共同体に尽くすイメージです。一つ一人じゃなくて一度になる。今日はこの2つのことを第一ペテロの手紙から覚えていきたいし、今週の人生、今週の生活にこの2つのことを覚えてほしいと祈っています。 So I went through and said them in Japanese, but you saw the first picture of the sunflower. These are pictures that Hiro took this summer, and they're some of my favorite pictures that he took. They're taken, I think, at Watanabe-san's garden in Ishinomaki. But we return to the image of the sunflower. I love this picture. This picture tells us of a heart that is yielded towards God. It's facing upward. I think of the passage, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus," when I see this. Grace, love, and peace enacted in the life of a heart that is yielded to God. Secondly, being committed to community. Not just one, but a group. God is community. God gives us community. I want to close with this prayer from Ephesians that I think also expresses those. You'll see the same three key words, and you'll see the emphasis on community again. 最後にエペソの人の手紙からこの祈りを終わりにしたいと思います。このお祈りの中はその三つの言葉がまた表現で、その関係も表しています。これは新改訳から見ています。これは新教の訳だけど新改訳から見ています。どうか父なる神と主イエスキリストから平和と信仰に伴う愛とは兄弟たちの上にありますように。私たちの主イエスキリストが口に愛を持って愛するすべての人々、人の上に恵みがありますように。 I'm going to read it from this version. It's the New Living Translation. May God give you peace, your brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. May God's grace be upon all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an amen.